Just two observations regarding making weddings and the berachot that are made and some customs under the chuppah. The beracha that's made at the kiddushin stage of a wedding, which is the beginning, we call that birkat erusin. There's different texts in the proper way to say the beracha of erusin. The beracha ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin. Now there's a machloket if the proper text should be Bekiddushin with a bet, or Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin with a vav. Now the Bet Yosef brings down in Ibn al-Ezer that according to the text that says Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin, it sounds like Chupa comes before Kiddushin. Chuppa and Kiddushin. Now we know Kiddushin comes before Chuppa. There's an order in a wedding. First you have the Kiddushin, and then you have the Nisuin, which is Chuppa. So the text would be a little out of order. The Kaddish Amoisel al Yedei Chuppa and Kiddushin. So you have to say and Kiddushin, which preceded it. That's the understanding according to that text, which means we're putting Kiddushin last in the Beracha, but it means and Kiddushin that came before the Chuppah. But the accepted text, according to Al-Kham of Adyah, and our custom, is Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayde Chuppah De Kiddushin, with a bet. And probably the books that put a Vav, because some people pronounce a bet without a dagesh in it as a vet. So therefore, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayde Chuppah De Kiddushin. So therefore, some of the books put a Vav, but really the right text, according to our custom, is Bekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chuppa Bekiddushin. Which means, because this is the barakah for the Kiddushin. But the item we're discussing is, it is the Kiddushin that is making the, at least the first stage. There is a custom also under the Chuppa to break a glass. This is our custom of the Hatan, to break a glass after the Shema Berachot, Zecher Lechurban. The reason why they chose a glass is they say that just like if a glass breaks, it's fixable, so too, Am Yisrael, even though now we're a broken nation because we have a destruction, but it's fixable. Therefore, the Beit HaMikdash can be rebuilt, and therefore we can have a Geulah, a redemption again. The Gemara says that sometimes at the weddings, when the people would get a little overly excited and get out of hand, the rabbis would take a glass and shatter it in front of the people in order to shock them, in order to temper them a little so they don't go crazy. The Hakamim point out that this would not be considered Bal Tashrit. We have a law that says you can't just destroy things without a purpose. You can't just break things without any reason. So how can we break a glass? You're taking a perfectly good glass and just breaking it. So no, there's a reason over here. What's the reason? Either Zecher LeChorban, to remember the destruction of Yerushalayim, or in that case of the Gemara, was in order to calm the people down, that they shouldn't get overly excited and get into trouble. So therefore, as long as there's a purpose, it is not considered Bal Tashrit. So again, the two halachot that we said, number one, the proper text would be Amo Yisrael al Yedei Chuppa Bekiddushin with a bet. And number two, there is a proper custom for the Hatan to break the glass underneath the Chuppa after the Shema Berachot, Zecher Lechurban, and Zecher that the Jews will recover just like glass can be fixed.